Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
All right, and that's where we are, of course, on the VOC Nation Radio Network at VOCNation.com. This is The Morning After. I'm Brady Hicks. I've got with me Granny Hulkster. What's going on, Granny?
Oh, not much.
Same old. How was your weekend?
Well, I actually got to go to a wrestling show, Brady. Granny finally got to go to Wrestling for a Cause, and it was absolutely amazing.
Good for you.
I got to see my wrestling family. I got to see friends that I hadn't seen for a while. But most importantly, great Brady, Granny got to holler at the bad guys. Oh, I was so happy.
There you go. Also joining us on the line is Rat Boy. Rat Boy, what's going on, my friend? How you doing?
Put it this way. It's too hot outside. You stay indoors. Get the air conditioning on. And you watch Netflix all weekend long. And that's what I do.
Big fan of the Netflix. Good for you. Yeah, it's it is what it is.
And plus, I'm going to say it online, I hit for $259 Saturday afternoon on the New Jersey lottery.
Wow, you're like the million-dollar man now.
Yeah, something like that.
You going to get one of those suits with the
dollar signs on it?
Yeah, you should do that. You look like Nikolai Volkov, though.
But right now I'm wearing my dollar pants.
Dollar pants.
Pajamas. They're pajamas, but they're dollars on it.
He may not be the million-dollar man, Brady, but he's the $259 man.
Oh, man. So over the weekend, we did have a loss. It wasn't directly wrestling related, but I definitely wanted to mention it because he's done a lot with wrestling over the years, in particular with his various shows on television. Always been a huge WWE fan. Granny, I can remember back in the day seeing any number of stars on his show, and that is the late, great Regis Philbin passing away on Saturday.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was always a Regis guy. I always liked Regis.
Regis and Kelly.
Yeah, Regis and Kathy Lee, Regis and Kelly. He even did Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in the beginning when it started.
He's
been around for a while. Yeah. But I can remember back in the day, like a lot of times, Rat Boy, I would hear about a title change from Regis Philbin. Because, like, WWE, like, let's say, like, I remember one time when Shawn Michaels and Kevin Nash, when they won the tag team title from the Head Shrinkers back in 1994, right before SummerSlam. It happened, like, the night before on a house show, and they came on Regis and Kathy Lee, with the belts, and that was how I found out that they won the championship. So that happened many, many times on his live show, you know, where he'd bring on the stars and they'd talk about having just won the title at a house show or whatever. So I was always a Regis Philbin fan, and it is a very sad.
Plus, he did a couple of WrestleManias, didn't he?
He did, yeah, he did. He did, what did he do? He did, like, five
did
or six, I think, right? Seven, maybe?
I think so, something like that.
Those early 90s ones, you know? Late 80s, early 90s, he was all over them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how you
look. I'm surprised he's not a Hall of Famer.
That's what I was about to say. If they say, oh, we need a Hall of Famer for this year, you know, for celebrities, he might be the one.
Ah, maybe. Maybe. You know,
all the celebrities, like Philly Steeler and all the other ones, you know.
Yeah. Marla Maples.
Yeah, but I say what? Joan Rivers should be in it. Joan Rivers should be in it because she was on that.
I want to see Morton Downey Jr. in it. Remember him, Roddy Piper with the fire extinguisher? Classic.
Mm-hmm. And another person should be in it is Ray Charles.
Yeah.
The whole thing about these all the stories that they've done at WrestleMania 1 and 2 and 3. Come on now.
Yeah.
Don't think about them, people.
Well, listen, you know, I was talking about the title changes, and we got a little bit of a preview because tonight Sasha Banks is going to be taking on Asuka on Raw.
Yeah.
Well, you guys remember she stole Asuka's title, right? So she's been walking around with this title. She took some photos, Granny, like a photo shoot for WWE, and they've already changed. And this could be a spoiler, or it could be, you know, just part of her thing pretending to be the champion, Granny. But the title with the Raw, you know, the Raw Women's title pictures that she took, they already have Sasha Banks nameplates on them.
Oh, wow.
But the title match doesn't happen until tonight. But it was pre-recorded, so you got to wonder, did Sasha win the belt tonight? Like, I thought she was going to win it at the pay-per-view. I still think she's going to win it. But that just seems to solidify that even more.
And while you're speaking about tonight,
mm-hmm.
Randy Orton will kick off Raw, and he's going to announce his
kick
next
off somebody
target.
In the head.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. He's going to kick somebody in the head by kicking off Raw.
Going to kick off Raw, but who's the main target now? There's why nobody there. Unless it's Doug Ziggler.
Yeah.
Or it could be a triple threat match, too.
Could
Doug
be Drew
Ziggler.
McIntyre.
Could be anybody.
Yeah.
And tonight, it's a three-roll team battle out for the title for SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Drew McIntyre is going to announce the stipulation of the match with Doug Ziggler.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all I got.
Also on Raw, Angel Garza, of course, one half of the number one contender for the tag team title. He got married a couple days ago. So Angel Garza, congratulations to him. He did. I would imagine he'll still, be the same old Angel Garza on TV, Granny, which he's one of my favorites, honestly. I love the stuff that he does going around like the ladies, man. I just think he's great. He reminds me so much of Eddie Guerrero.
I want to say maybe, but the most person that looks actually like Eddie Guerrero, always love to have fun and all, or two.
Yeah.
I think he's more Eddie Guerrero than than anybody else. Or two, because he brings the fun into the matches and all that other stuff. That's what Eddie used to do.
Well, I'd be curious what people think. Who reminds you more of Eddie Guerrero? Is it Angel Garza or R-Truth? My guess, Rat Boy, would be most people would say Angel Garza, just because of the whole presentation and what he's doing. Anyway, Tessa Blanchard has agreed to send back the Impact heavyweight title. I think it's funny, Granny, because in WWE they have like three copies of each belt. So like you have the one that goes on the road with the wrestler that they keep with them all the time. You have the one that the company brings to TV, right? And you have one that the company keeps in case they lose one. So that they don't not have a title on TV, you know? And I said this about a year ago, a little more, when Chris Jericho lost the AEW title in an airport. Somebody took it from on top of his bag. And, you know, I was like, why doesn't AEW have more than one copy of this title? They're only like $300, $400. Like, you would think that would be an investment that you would make for your company. But anyway... So Impact Wrestling has been without their only world title since Tessa Blanchard's been down in Mexico. Of course, not an official world title, but the Impact title. All they've had is the TNA belt. But Tessa Blanchard is going to mail this belt back, and they'll be able to have the Impact title on TV again. Again, I don't understand. You have all this money to throw at Gallows and Anderson, EC3, whoever you want to say they threw money at. Eric Young, but you can't spend $300 or $400 to get a backup in Impact World title. To me, it's silly.
Yep. Sounds. Yeah, I agree.
Man.
The fans have extra titles. Go ahead.
You know, he don't deserve a title, but he got taken away. I'm reading this now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How come Rob, the football player from Tampa Bay,
Gronkowski,
whatever his name is,
Gronkowski.
How come he's got a wrestling? How come he got a wrestling figure, and Leo Rush don't?
I would think Leo Rush has a wrestling figure. I mean, he was around for a while.
No. He just posted to say, how come that Rob Krokowski got an action figure and I didn't get one yet?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe because Rob Krokowski is a star and Leo Rush is Leo Rush?
That's right.
So I'm looking at the dollar now. His hands come off, the belt comes off, he got a mic, he got glasses. Come on, it's from Ringside Collectibles, you know, the dollar. And a friend of mine, okay, he went to ShopRite to go buy some food and all. He found the WWE action figures right there in ShopRite. I said, wait a minute. Ain't ShopRite a grocery store, not a toy store?
And they have a toy section. Not a very big one, usually.
Every ShopRite that I went to, I didn't see no toys. I don't see no toys in my ShopRite.
So SmackDown this week, they were preempted because of baseball, so they aired at 11 Eastern instead of 8 Eastern. So the ratings, which have already been struggling, and I was going to mention this tomorrow night on In the Room, Granny, but WWE has quietly been removed from the Fox Sports app, so you can't watch SmackDown anymore on the app. To me, I take that as a really bad sign. I think with sports coming back, I think you're going to see...
Stro just joined us. Hey, Stro, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I hope you're all doing well today on this Monday.
Doing okay. I was just trying to get out a sentence there, Stro. So WWE is removed from the SmackDown. SmackDown is removed from the Fox Sports app, so you can't watch WWE programming anymore on Fox Sports. on the app.
Oh, wow.
Which is how a lot of people were watching it. I think with sports coming back, I think that's a really bad thing. I saw that SmackDown got preempted this week because of baseball. They're at 11 tonight. They were at 11 Eastern on Friday instead of 8 p.m. I just think it's a bad thing. I got a real bad feeling that SmackDown's going to end up on like FS1 if they don't figure something out really soon.
Oh man, that's heavy.
It's heavy. Just, it's bad news for wrestling.
I just got some bad news right before I got on air here.
Oh no.
Some friends of mine just informed me that a brother and a friend of mine in the business for many years has passed on. Big Slam.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry.
I love Big Slam.
Big Slam Vader.
So sorry.
I just got the news maybe an hour ago.
Walt was a tremendous guy. I actually I tried to find his number to give him a call. We had him in the room a couple years ago. And he's just such a nice guy. I'm going to miss seeing him at the ECWA shows or a super crazy, pretty much any show I would go to, he would randomly show up. And just such a nice guy. He was also known as Crybaby Waldo for a spell. The Tri-State Wrestling Alliance, of course, throughout the Mid-South, I guess the NWA, right? Mm-hmm. He's been all over.
Oh, yeah.
And more recently, these last couple years, he's lived, like, you know, in the Philadelphia, South Jersey area. And I'm going to miss the guy a lot. He was he also trained Phil Sly, by the way, who my commentary partner. So it's nice to see that, like, his legacy is going to live on through other people. But again, my heart goes out to Walt's family.
I'm very sorry.
I am very sorry to hear
that.
Hold on, Rat Boy. What's that?
We had road trips together. We had some great matches together too. And my brother, my whole family, they loved him. And he was like the nicest dude. And I mean, he bought me dinner several times at, you know, on the road and everything. Carried me to laughs together. And oh my God, he was just such a joy to be around.
How much fun we had the last time we had him on the show. I forget if it was in 2016 or 2017. He was incredible. Did you ever work with him when he was Crybaby Waldo? One of my favorite gimmicks of all.
Oh, that was great. Oh my God.
You would hit him and he'd start wailing.
Yeah, he had the whole nine on with the diapers and everything. And, oh my God, that was great.
he's such a guy. What were you saying, Rat Boy?
Well, when I first met him, we got a wrestling show right here in PA.
Yeah.
He comes out, right?
That's
a big fan later, damn, right? And I got to talk to him later, right? I said, are you related to Big Bad Vader? He said, yeah, that's my dad. Is that true?
No, but... They were very close, I know. So.
Okay.
I mean, I believe Vader gave him permission to do Big Slam, so.
Okay.
Yeah, he's just such a nice guy. I was that DWF you saw on that, Rat Boy?
I saw him at the WWWA.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, wow. Okay. Yeah.
I told Brady and Rat Boy Stro that I actually got to go to a wrestling show Saturday. Granny got to holler at the bad guys, and it felt so good.
Oh, wow. I bet that was fun.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it was. Oh, I got a story, quick story to share with you guys. Brady, you know that picture, those pictures that John LeClair sent of me dressed up like the NW, like Granny Hollywood Hulkster?
Yeah, I don't know how I got you to put them on.
I know. I showed some people those pictures this weekend at WFC. And there's this one guy,
He goes by the name of Samadhi. He's like a witch doctor, voodoo-type character guy with the long black cape and the hood. Stro, you'll get a kick out of this. Because he had taken one of our wrestlers, Gemini, and put a voodoo spell on Gemini and turned him into Gemini's evil twin, Shadow Gemini. And Shadow Gemini was there Saturday and informed me that I would look good in black and white. And I said, I don't think so. So now Samadhi's getting this idea in his head that for one show, Granny may be put under a voodoo spell by Samadhi and come out with an NWO shirt on. But then the better part of it is I come out with the NWO shirt, make everybody think the Granny turned heel, but then rip the shirt off and have my Granny yellow with red shirt on underneath.
Oh, you'll make the people cry. Oh my goodness.
I know.
I don't want to make
the fan, because everybody, like I say on Wrestling with History, everybody loves Granny. I don't want to turn heel.
They would love
but
to turn
heel.
That's the point.
They're talking in the works of possibly Samadhi putting a voodoo spell on Granny. So we'll see if that happens or not, fans. Stay tuned for more information. Breaking news.
Well, what do you think when Scott Hall did those beginning promos when he would say WCW and they'd boo and they would cheer for the NWO. I mean, they love the NWO.
I know. But, I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen or not. But I know you would appreciate, Stro, a wrestling character coming out with a long black hooded cape. And, you know, I know you would appreciate that kind of character.
Well, I tell you, I got to watch out for that voodoo. It'll make you do crazy things.
I love to change shield. I love to scream at people. At fans, you know. I got to do it one time.
So, but it was, no, it felt really good to be back at a wrestling show again. Arkansas right now, we're not going to be doing any shows. We got notification from Arkansas Championship Wrestling. We're not going to be doing any shows until further notice. So, So, Chaz
I'm
Ray,
sure.
Sorry, baby, you can't come to Arkansas right now. You can come, but there ain't going to be no wrestling shows.
Yeah.
Oh, Brady, I got to ask you a question.
Okay.
Did you watch SmackDown?
Okay.
Did you watch SmackDown on Friday?
Not yet. I will, though.
Okay, I'm not saying anything.
Okay. Cool. So that's the trick.
What
is
else
to not
got
see
in the
it.
News, guys? Anything of importance?
Okay. Yes. Yes. I seen it. I don't know if Granny seen it, but Stro, tell them what movie you're going to be watching this Friday night. Coming up on the Stro Zone.
Oh, yeah. So this Friday night, midnight, on my Facebook page, facebook.com/StroToMaestro. The Stro Zone returns at midnight with the feature being The Ghost and Mr. Chicken.
Not to be confused with Robot Chicken.
Yeah, Granny was the one that made the recommendations that I made it happen. So The Ghost and Mr. Chicken will be the feature this Friday night.
I love it. I love it. So anyway. Of course, today on VOC Nation, for those who are interested, at 6 Eastern, we're going to have another live edition of Wrestling with Problems. That's King David Lane and Chris Best taking your calls and talking about wrestling problems in life. And the number to call in, of course, 914-338-1885. We're also going to have a re-airing of WCW Retro from last week featuring Stro Maestro's interview with, is it The Amazing Velvet, right? Wasn't that it?
Yeah, Amazing Velvet.
Yes.
What a guy.
I'm behind, but I'm going to check it out today, and I'm very excited to listen in. And, of course, another episode of Other Side Podcast at 11 Eastern tonight as well. Tomorrow night, in the room, I'm proud to announce that we're going to be welcoming future WWE Diva, And I do say this, and I believe this wholeheartedly, Gabby Ortiz is going to be joining us on the program. Gabby is an independent wrestler. She's got such traction behind her right now. She trained out of the Monster Factory LLC, and she just got like this real vibe to her. You know, she's a former ECWA women's champion and Super 8 competitor. She's competed. I mean, just all different, all up and down. And I should have it offhand. I don't have it in front of me, but the number of places that Gabby has competed. She also, Granny, is the secretary, or at least for a long time, she was the secretary for Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney. So she was. They actually did a huge profile piece on her in the Philadelphia Inquirer because she would work 9 to 5. As the mayor's secretary in City Hall, and then on the weekend she'd go wrestle. She'd go train and wrestle. And she's been doing
but
this.
You know who she's going out with?
Yeah, LSG, Leon St. Giovanni, who we've had on before as well.
I thought it was Jimmy Wright.
I don't think so. No, LSG.
Okay.
Yeah. So Gabby Ortiz is going to be on the program, and I can't wait for that. Of course, that's tomorrow night, 9 Eastern time, right here on VOCNation.com. She's just such a nice girl, and like she has such a bright, untapped future in this business. So I really do feel like good things are heading her way. And the call-in number tomorrow night for In the Room, 914-338-1885. Don't forget, we also have the Pro Wrestling Tees store up and running. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation and check out the, I believe it's like 10 amazing designs on there. Still waiting for Steve Anderson. The second he sends us these last, the last cartoon picture, we're going to put this T-shirt together, and it's going to be amazing, and I can't wait. And that's for, of course, Stro Maestro through the years. And lots of other great stuff as well. If you can't remember ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation, you can always go to VOCNation.com and click on the Pro Wrestling Tees link as well. Don't forget to go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating and a great review. Go to Podomatic, give us a like, give us a follow on there. And I think that's about it. I really do.
Yep.
Everybody have a great day.
Yep.
Well, thanks for joining us, Stro.
Thank you for having me.
I will be praying for Walt McDonald's family. That was very sad.
Yes. Yes.
It is.
Everybody take care.
Stay safe. Stay safe, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Hey, this is Total Package. Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And didn't get pregnant.
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night,
Check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stagg of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobbs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.